Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the philosophy of Sa'i. Sa'i, of course, is a ritual of the Hajj. So we need to understand the philosophy behind the Sa'i. The generally and conventionally understood philosophy and reason behind this ritual is that Hagar, the wife of, other people were alleged, the maiden, of course, Muslims don't accept this, and they know that she was the wife of Abraham. She left Ishmael, her very small son, and who was an infant, and he needed water. So she started to roam around that place in search of water. And it is said that this effort undertaken by Hagar in order to find water for his son Ishmael is the real reason why Muslims have been asked to do Sa'i. So Sa'i symbolizes the effort undertaken by Hagar to find water for her infant. Now, this narrative itself is historically not established, and it itself is against the Quran, because the Quran says when Abraham had his progeny, he had made them inhabit the land of Baytullah, and he was there. When he prayed, it is found in Surah Ibrahim, that Ishmael and Isaac both had been born, and Isaac, we know, was 14 years older to Ishmael. So therefore, if both had been there, then Ishmael could not have been an infant. He must be a much older person. So it's absolutely out of question that Ishmael was a small infant, because the Quran says, Alhamdulillah allazi wahaba li al-kibra Ismaila wa Ishaq. So this is what the Prophet Abraham had actually prayed to the Almighty and said that in gratitude, he says that's gratitude to be to God who gave me Ishmael and Ishaq, Isaac. So this whole prayer was made at the time when the Baytullah was being built and was actually inhabiting his progeny in Baytullah. So at that time, it is evident from the Quran and Surah Ibrahim that both Ishmael and Isaac had been born. And since Isaac was 14 years old when Ishmael was born, so we cannot say that Isaac was an infant, and it was at that time that Hagar had started to roam around to find water for him. He was a grown-up boy at that time. And this is absolutely evident from these verses of Surah Ibrahim, in which the initial words are Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati bivadin ghair azizar, and in the Baytikal Muharram, O Lord, I have made my progeny inhabit this barren valley of yours. And obviously the verses go on. And it is later on that it's said that I thank God for giving me Ishmael and Isaac at this juncture. So Ishmael and Isaac both had been born at that time. So this narrative cannot be accepted. Now, the question arises that what exactly then is the philosophy behind Sa'i? It needs to be understood that Ishmael was presented for sacrifice on the hillock of Marwa. So when Abraham was asked to do this, it is said that he went to Safa, and from there he looked at the place, Marwa, obviously the place was Marwa, where he was required to sacrifice Ishmael. So when he went from Safa to Marwa, in order to sacrifice his son, then this whole episode has been symbolized as a ritual of Hajj. And why at all is it done so? We need to understand this fact that in ancient literature, in ancient divine literature, we find that animals who have to be sacrificed for the cause of God, they were first made to roam around the place of a place of worship, and then they were made to move around the place at which they were slaughtered. So basically, when we do Sa'i, we are actually doing the tawaf of the place of slaughter of Ishmael. And now, when we do that, obviously, the reason behind doing it is that we are actually presenting ourselves for this purpose, and we know that it is one of the etiquette of animal sacrifice and animal slaughter that particular animal is first made to roam around the place of worship, as we do in the case of tawaf of the Baytullah, and then the animal is made to roam around the place in which he is to be sacrificed. And this is what we do when we do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and we actually are presenting ourselves for sacrifice. It is as if we are presenting our own selves for sacrifice, because the animal that we actually present for sacrifice is in lieu of our own life. And we say that, Almighty, today we are presenting this animal for sacrifice, tomorrow for our own life is needed, we would do so. So it needs to be understood that the basic philosophy of Sa'i, or the ritual of Sa'i, is not as is conventionally understood, that it was Hagar who had went out and started to find water for her infant son, as is generally understood. But the fact is that it's this Sa'i between Safa and Marwa is actually the tawaf or the roaming about of a pilgrim between the Safa and Marwa, because this was the ritual, this was the etiquette of sacrificing an animal. Before it would be sacrificed, it would be made to roam. It would be made to roam around the place of worship, which was the Baitullah, and which we do when we do Tawaf. And later on, it would be made to move around the place where it would be slaughtered. So since Ishmael was to be slaughtered at Marwa, so therefore when we do that, when we do this Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, we are actually symbolizing, or we are reminiscing, or we are bringing into mind the fact that this is actually the Tawaf of the place of sacrifice or slaughter of Ishmael رضي الله عنه. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.